So once again, the Republicans won, and once again, the Panhandle played an important part, huh?
Yeah, in Orlando, I was having to give frequent pep talks to volunteers and onlookers as they were nervous when DeSantis was behind a couple of percentage points, and I assured them that the good people of Northwest Florida would be delivering victory for Republicans, as we have done for governors and presidents in the past.
And it turned out that way. I saw the numbers.
It did.
It did. In the 70s for both DeSantis and Scott, yes.
Yep, I had the great honor of being the first person to introduce the governor and lieutenant governor-elect last evening. And I started my introduction by making sure everybody knew that it was the Panhandle that delivered victory.
Okay. Anybody in the Panhandle that you would credit specifically for having an influence on that turnout or getting out the vote?
I think that our Republican executive committees, they do work 365 days a year to identify low propensity Republican voters and to give them every reason to vote. But at the end of the day, what made the difference for turnout in the Panhandle was the president's visit. We saw surges in turnout in the two markets visited by the president.
Really?
Southwest Florida and Northwest Florida. And so that was a big deal. I also have a special place in my heart for the people of Bay County, because everybody was counting them out. Every statistical model showed that there would be a massive undervote in Bay County, cutting the margins for Republicans everywhere. But our neighbors to the east, they got out there and voted. They early voted in remarkable numbers and ended up doing their part in democracy despite very challenging circumstances.
Yeah. Do you think that voting center concept had anything to do with allowing them to...
Yes, I do.
That's an interesting way to do things. Okay. Well, what's the game plan today? Are y'all still working?
Well, I've just got done meeting with the governor-elect, and he's very excited to continue the great success Florida's been on. And I have to embargo this news until the release is sent out. But in a little bit, you'll be receiving a release that says that I'm going to be named one of the chairs of the transition.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, I look forward to receiving that, and I appreciate the heads up.
All right. See ya.
Take care, Matt.